Hey, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph was talking about Hakhosha, right? If you have Shtei Kitei Eidim, but Amakhid Shichat and Reb Nachman, Rava, what's the din? If one person brings Eidim for Shnei Chazaka and for Avos, and the other one only brings Eidim for Shnei Chazaka, what's the din? Reb Nachman says, Uki Achilo Gabadi Achilo Uki Arab Becheska Sabasa, and Rava says, no, it's an Eidus Makhashis, we throw the whole thing out. When comes the Gemara here on Lamed Aleph on the base and says, "Hader Isi Sadi Dav Hosevi." So then the case got more complicated, right? Initially, only one brought Eidim on Avos, and then Hader Isi Sadi, as the Rashbam says, also Shepsido Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that the one who doesn't have Eidi Avos loses out. So now he comes and he brings Eidi Avos. So Amar of Nachman, Anan Achtinon, Anan Maskinon Le, Lezilus of the Beidin Alach Hashim. Rav Nachman says that I'm going to reverse the Psak. Right? Initially, only one of them had Eidi Avos, and now the other one brought Eidi Avos. So he says, Anan Achtinay, we were Morid him. We brought him down. Right? We took the karka away from him. Anan Maskinon Le, and we're going to raise him up. We're going to bring him back to the karka. I zilusa de beidina, the best in paskin. We're not afraid of zilusa de beidina, he says. Not afraid of zilusa de beidina. So what's the case? Rav Nachman is saying a major yisod over here, but what's the case that we're not afraid of zilusa de beidina? So comes the Rashbam and says, "Hodar I sisadi also shevsido Rav Nachman that hasehi." Very the shnei made the chazak of Eidi Avos, v'ein koach lazemiza, v'chol the olam gavar k'da amar Rav Nachman lekaman b'shmeitim. Rashbam says, what are we talking about? That neither one is stronger than the other. The shnei made the chazak of Eidi Avos, v'ein koach lazemiza. There's no greater koach for one over the other. So the din is called the olam gavar. May the best man win. May the strongest man win. That's the halacha. Rav Nachman said so. Therefore, we're going to take the karka away from the one that we were mezaka the karka to. He had Eidi Avos, he had Eidi Chazaka, but now it's equal. So it's equal. We have no svara to give it to one over the other. So the din is called the olam gav. What does that mean that everything is equal? Was there a muchzik? Was there not a muchzik? What's going on over here? Suppose this adds a little bit more. Anan achdinan le anan maskinan le says Tosus v'mhaya also the less le cheskas havase muchzak mitchila asi shapin. If the one who was lacking in the Eidi Avos, the one who was lower on the totem pole, so to speak, the one who lost out before, so if he were a muchzak mitchila, so then Rav Nachman's psak makes a lot of sense. Achdinan umaskinan. Right, we took him away. Now we're going to raise him up. We lowered him. Horiduhu, and now he'alu, we're going to be maskinon lei, shenamida biyado, kasher haya betchila. We're going to be mamidit biyado, biyad ha-muchzik. He was a muchzik betchila. We took it away from the muchzik. Because he didn't have Eidi Avos, we took it away from the muchzik. So now that he gets Eidi Avos also, now it's equal, so we're going to give it back to the muchzik. If he were a muchzik, zak tosfiz, then it's poshet. Rav Nachman's svar is poshet, maskinon lei, we're going to give it to him. We're going to give it to him. Vafilu loha ya muchzik, but even if he were not a muchzik, says Tosfos, lo zev lo zeh, neither one was a muchzik. Motzi lefarish achtino le lesita lezeh, umaskino le shenotziyana miyadu v'yehei din kol de olam gova. Re. The Re says that even if neither one was a muchzik, Rav Nachman's psak still makes sense. Machtino le, we took it away from him, took it away from this individual. Neither one was a muchzik, that they were fighting over here. So if one brings both Eidei Chazaka and the Eidei Avos, and the other one only brings Eidei Chazaka, so we'll take it away from the guy who only brought Eidei Chazaka. And now that he brings Eidei Avos, so then we shouldn't give it to him, you know, straight, but we're going to take it away from the person that we mezake it to, and the halacha is going to be called the Olam Gav. So it's interesting. Tosfos adds this extra case. Tosfos says, if he were a Musa, If the person who didn't bring Eidi Avos Mitchila were a Muchzak, so then Rav Nachman's Psak is Poshi. We took it away from him because he didn't have Eidim. Okay, so, you know, Eidim can always be Motzi from a Muchzak. But now that he has Eidi Avos, so now we're gonna give it back to him. We're going to be Morid him, we're going to be Mala him, I should say, to the Karka, we're going to give it back to the Muchzak. That's Poshi, says Tosfos. But the second point Tosfos says is even if he weren't a Muchzak, and we we were mezaka, the one who had even Eidei Avos, and now that the other one gets Eidei Avos, so then it's, you know, it's a stalemate. We don't know whom to go like. So we had given it to the one with Eidei Avos, but now we take it out of his hands, and we say the rule should be called the Olam Gava. We don't know whom to give it to. So we let them fight it out. We let them fight it out. This is Tosis. It's interesting that the Rashbam does not mention the first part of Tosis. He doesn't say that if the person who didn't bring Eidei Avos were a Muslim, so then the Psak is obvious. Why not? The Rashbam didn't entertain the idea that if he's a Muslim, he should get it. Of course he should get it. Why didn't the Rashbam only talk about the other case? Right? He says, L'shneim Eidei Chazaka v'Eidei Avos. It doesn't mention anything about a Muslim. He says it's all equal in terms of the Eidim. The Eidim are all equal in Korach L'Zem Yizeh, but called the Olam Gava. But if he's a Muchzuk, if the guy who now brings Eidei Avos is a Muchzuk, so then it's not called the Olam Gava. We should be Maman Ipiyodo. The Rashbam didn't mention such a case. Why not? A little bit of a pellet. Tom?
Maybe because it's a case. I mean, the Gemara never is we're talking about like a story that happened.
Okay, but we don't know what the story is, so the Rashbam should mention the possibilities, just like Tosis does.
The Gemara never mentioned anything about the guy that had that chazaka.
So why does Tosis mention that? So if Tosis mentions it, the Rashbam should say it too. Daniel?
Because the Rashbam disagrees. It says, Ben Kach,
why? But if he's a Mosuk, we have to give it to him, no? If he's a Mosuk, shouldn't we give it to him? If he were a Mosuk, Mechila. No, if he were a Muslim mitchila, shouldn't we give it to him? Can he be a Muslim mitchila? Can he be a Muslim mitchila?
If they're close to each other, that both of them are Muslim, then none of them are.
What does it mean that he's a Muslim? We know that he was a Marakama. That we're not talking about. We don't know that he was a Marakama. What does it mean that he was a Muslim? He's sitting on the property. His tofis. His tofis in the karka. That's what muhsuk means of it. His tofis in the karka. It doesn't say that he's the marakama. That's not how the Gemara presents the case. Right? It's not that one comes to the other and says, my boy is Bahai Ara, what are you doing here? I'm the marakama. It's not the case. The case is Zelma Shalavosai, the Zelma Shalavosai. It's a sofek. There is no marakama. So what does it mean that there's a muhsuk? When Tosis says, if you were a Muchzuk, so then obviously we'll take it out of the hands of the other guy that we mazaka to and give it back to the Muchzuk. The part he means that he was Tofes in the Karka. It's Tofes in the Karka. He's sitting on the Karka. So each one brings Eidei Chazaka. What does that mean that each one brings Eidei Chazaka? They bring Eidim that they were machzik for 3 years. But if one of them is a muchzik, that means one of them is being machzik right now. One of them is on the karka now. That doesn't mean that the other one can't bring Eidim that he was on the karka before. He's saying he was on the karka, and this guy's a goslin. So the other one brings Eidim that he was on the karka. But muchzik means that he's on the karka, that he's toe-facing the karka. So comes Tosus and says that if he were a muhsuk, now everything is equal in terms of the Eidim. So we'd be motzi from the person that we were mezaka the karka to, and we give it back to the muhsuk because he's muhsuk in the karka. Maybe the Rashbam felt you can't become a muhsuk in the karka by being tofis in the karka. You can become a muhsuk in metalkin, but a muhsuk in karka? What does that mean? A muhsuk in, is this such an idea that you become a muhsuk in karka through tfisa alone? We talked about that, right? Through tfisa alone, you're going to become a muhsuk in karka? Maybe there is no such thing. Maybe the only way to become a muhsuk in karka is if you're established as the bialim. If you bring eidim, if you bring shnei chazaka, you bring a shtar, so if you're established as the bialim, now you become a muhsuk. But we talked about whether someone who's tofes in the karka can become a muhsuk b'makom the bialim. Here there is no bialim, there is no marakam. But it could be that you can't become a muhsuk in karka through tfisa alone. If you're established as a bailim, so then you become a muhsuk in the karka. If you're not established as a bailim, you're not going to become muhsuk in the karka. That's what the Rashbam might assume. And why does Tosis assume there could be a muhsuk over here? Again, even according to Tosis, there's no marakama. He doesn't say that he's a marakama. If he were a marakama, Tosis would have said that. He says, if he's a muhsuk, that means that he's tofes in the karka. yes, there is a conflict between the Edom. Each one brings Edom Chazaka, but that doesn't prevent us from saying that one of them might be a Muchzik now. He's a Muchzik now, and we don't know what the truth is, right? Now each one brings Edom that they were Machzik in the past. But one guy is Machzik in the Karka now. He's told this in the Karka now. So comes Tosfos and says, even if in general you can't be a Muchzik in the Karka, you can't be established as a Muchzik in the Karka just because you're Tovis in the Karka, we're going to follow the Bailam. Karka is Becheskas Bailam Omedes, right? Lashon the Rambam we had. Karka is always Becheskas Bailam. So you can't become Muchzik in the Karka just because you're sitting on the Karka. If you have Gimel Shonim, it's one thing. But if you don't have Gimel Shonim, you're not going to become Muchzik in the Karka. But Tosfos says, over here, you might become Muchzik in the Karka. Why? Why? What do you think? Aaron. There's no Bailam. If there's no Bailim, so your tefisa is not coming to be motzi from the Bailim, so Efshim and Kenzogin, you can become a muchzik this way. Maybe the Rashbam holds there's no such thing. You don't become a muchzik in the karka through tefisa. You never become a muchzik in the karka through tefisa. And Tosa says, no, it depends. If there's a marakama, of course you don't become muchzik in karka through tefisa. There's a shayla, you even become muchzik after Gimel Shonim. That make you into a muchzik? We talked a little bit about this. Shchuni Gavoy. Do you become a muchzik after 3 years or not? But that's if there's a bialim. If there's no bialim, so then the matter is open for debate. Maybe some would say you can't become a muchzik in karka at all through tfisa, but maybe Tosfos will disagree and say, no, if there's no bialim conflicting with your tfisa, so maybe your tfisa can establish you as a muchzik. Maybe you can become a muchzik. That's why Tosfos entertains that possibility, that if he is a muchzik, then maybe once he gets Edei Ovos, then we'll be motzi from the one that we will mezaka the karka to, because he had Edei Ovos, and we'll give it to the muchzik. We'll give it to the muchzik. Yes?
Did we say based on Rashi and Sukkah that there's no yirsh by karka? So someone always have some sort of shame involved. So
does that mean that there's no yirsh by karka? There's no yirsh by karka if there is a bailin. But we also mentioned, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi and Kalayim, that if Nishtaku Shem HaBailim, if no one knows who the Bailim are anymore, it's been so long, and there is a Yish by Karka. So here, apparently, this is Karka, that no one knows who the Bailim was. So now people are trying to establish Bailis here. Eidus, Mochzokos. So Tosfos says, if there is no Bailim, so then I can be a Mochzok through Tfisa. Maybe. Exactly.
Is it possible to say that through this case, the Rashbam is saying that if there was a muchzik, because he says, "Baradish name AJ Chazak AJ Avos," and then he adds, "In Koach Lazem." Is that like what does that mean? Is that possibly that?
No, he's explaining that the rule of Kol Da'olam Gavra applies when no one has any stronger zika, any stronger connection to the karka than the other.
Can't be saying that, but if there was a stronger, then he would get it.
Okay, it could be the Rashbam doesn't say what Tosfos said, but he means it. Right? He means to imply it. I mean, if he means to imply it, so why don't he say it? So the impression you get is that in this case, we'll say that Kol Da'olam Gavra. No, maybe he's taka saying that it's always Kol Da'olam Gavra because neither one has a greater connection. You're saying, but it sounds like if he were a Musik, it would be different. No, maybe since the Rashbam didn't mention that if he's a Musik, it's different. He's saying, in all circumstances, it's equal. If they both have Eide Chazak and Eide Ovis, then it's equal. But one's a Musik? No, the Rashbam is saying, Musik doesn't change anything. I hear what you're trying to say. Basically, what Zach is trying to say is, even though the Rashbam didn't say it, he meant the same as Tosfos. Could say that, but if that's the case, then why didn't he say it? Tosfos said it. It's only a couple more words. Like, he could just add that. The fact that he left it out, halo davahu, sounds at least a little bit that maybe he disagrees with Tosfos. So based on what we're saying, maybe Taka is a machlokas beneath the surface. Machlokas whether you could be a muchzik in karka with less than Gimel Shonim. With less than Gimel Shonim. If there's no bailam, right? Can you be a muchzik in karka with less than Gimel Shonim if there's no bailam opposite you, connected you? And Tosfos disagrees. All right.
Yes, going back to what Mori said, so are we saying here that consider that it isn't Yeish or that you don't need
Yeish? Yeish. Well, what's the Yeish? There's no Bible.
Right, so you don't need Yeish.
There is no Yeish over here. There's
so
no
Yeish. Actually, what Zach said is that now that we're saying there's no need for Yeish Balin, then wouldn't it become a cheskes metalson? So we still need to have a cheskes mishanim.
There's no cheskes, there's no metalson. It's not metalson, it's karka.
But the whole issue by karka, where we said you can't have a tvisa on it, was because of the we pointed out the yish, that there's no yish baling by karka. If there's no baling, then wouldn't karka become someone like metalson? And metalson from Rambam said you need to have a tvisa.
No, so we're saying the shiloh over here is whether tvisa by karka is significant. Is there such a thing as tfisa by karka? You're not holding the karka, you're on the karka. So if tfisa by karka is not significant, then you can't become a mosuk through tfisa. Right? If you have cheskes himel shonim, so then you can establish a bailus, then there's an edus. It's like that's a raya that you're a bailus. But the tfisa itself is not going to establish mosuk. The other way to look at it is that even if I'm not holding on to the karka, but the reality is if I'm not impinging on the bailus of someone else, then maybe my tfisa is enough to create a mosuk. That's the suffix, perhaps. Machlokas Rashi Bam and Tosfos. Yes.
Why won't doesn't he have a cheskes kibul shanim? Why won't that create the mosuk for him?
No, because we're talking about that. I mean, if they both have a cheskes kibul shanim, what does that mean? That they have cheskes kibul shanim now. They have cheskes kibul shanim now. So what is Tosfos saying that one is a mosuk? How can one be a mosuk if they both have cheskes kibul shanim now? Mosuk means we know that one of them is on the karka. So I was thinking that Tosfos must be referring to a case where one of them is a mosuk. Let's say he's been on the karka for the last 2 months. But 2 months is not 3 years. And then he brings Edim that he's been mosuk for longer. He was mosuk for the last 3 years. And the other one says, no, this guy was mosuk for 3 years before that. So it could be that one of them is on the karka now for 2 months, for 3 months, whatever. But that might create a mosukus, but it's not cheskes himel shanim. So the question is, now that everything is equal, right, there's a conflict between two Edim. Who was the who was machzik in the karka for 3 years before 6 months ago, right? So that cancels each other. That cancels out, but will be mamadit in the hands of the mochsa. And that's what Tosis wants to suggest. And maybe the Rashbam agrees, as Zach would like us to believe, or as he's suggesting, not that he would like us to believe, or maybe he disagrees. Right, those are the two options within Rashbam. Okay, comes the Ramban, and he disagrees. Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says something, and the Ramban is medayik from Rabbeinu Chananel. Anan achdinan lev, anan maskinan lev. Rabbeinu Chananel zal pirei shoyse biyado shalecha mehem kishabo lebezdim. Behevi shekenegdo edim shalavosa vahotziyu amiyado. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that there was a mosuk over here. This phantom case that we didn't have in the Rashbam, that Tosus mentions, b'derech agav, Rabbeinu Chananel says that's mamish the case. Cases that one of them was a mosuk, and when motzi at miyado because he didn't have edei avos, the achshav kishay the avze edim shel avosav motzi em osam miyado marziran osal roshusa shel mazuk shel tiyo miyado. Dr. Rabbeinu Chananel, Rav Nachman says that anan achdin alei anan achdin we're not afraid lezilusa the beidina. So what are we going to do? We're going to put it back in the mosuk's hands. Dr. Ramban ulefi perish zeh. Dr. Ramban, Rabbeinu Chananel is implying that if there's a mukzuk, then ananachkina leana maskina le, then we will be maskina le, we'll put him back into the karka. But if no one's a mukzuk, then we're not going to be maskina le. We were machtina le, we took him out. We gave it to the one who had Edei Avos, right? And now the Edei Avos, this one brings Edei Avos too. Now there's a clash, an Edei Chazaka and an Edei Avos. So Dr. Ramban, Rabbeinu Chananel, seems to imply that if he's not a mukhsuk, we're not going to give it back to him. We'll just leave it the way it is. Leave it in the hands of the original, the guy who originally brought the Edei Avos. Right, well, if he perishes, then lo aisa b'shus shalecha mehem k'shabo lebez n'tchila av v'shmasua b'yado shalecha mehem k'shiyabi chaveri l'mochar Adam Shalavosov Loma Salkinan Le Lamema called the Olam Gava. No, there's no called the Olam Gava over here. Aval Bisha Anuhorad Nula Zelasoha Shalokidin, even though we did the wrong thing. We did the wrong thing. We put the one who brought Ade Avos, we put him onto the property. He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it because really they both have Ade Avos. It doesn't matter, it's up to Ramban. It sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel would say that if one of them was a mukhsuk metchila, then we'll give it back to the mukhsuk. But if neither were a mukhsuk, so then we leave it the way it is now. Meaning we were morid. We were morid one of them. We took it, you know, we put it into the hands of the one who had Edei Avos metchila. And we just leave it that way. Aye, but the other one brought Eidei Avos later. It doesn't matter. He's not a Muchzik, so we're not going to give it back to him. We're not going to give it back to him. We're just going to leave it the way it is right now. Now, this is very different. Very different than Tosfos. Explicitly different than Tosfos. And it's different than the Rashbam also. Right? Different than the Rashbam also. Rashbam doesn't mention anything like that. Rashbam says the case is that there is no Muchzik. It's certainly a possibility in the Rashbam. Both the Rashbam and Tosfos hold that if there is no Muchzik, what's the halacha? Call the Olam Gavah. Maskinale. Right? We throw up our hands and we say, may the best man win, may the strongest man win. That's clear. Both the Rashbam and Tosfos say that. Whether the din would be different if he were a Muchzik or not, that's a shaila. We discussed. Tosfos says the Farish would be different. Rashbam may or may not say that. But that's not the case over here. The case, according to Rashbam and Tosfos, is that neither one is a Muchzik. And the halacha is called the Olam Gava. Dr. Rabbeinu Chanan, al name. The case is where one of them is a Muchzik. And that's the and Dr. Ramban, Rabbeinu Chanan, implies that if neither one is a Muchzik, then we wouldn't change the Psak Bezdin. Forget about Zilusa de Beidina. We wouldn't say Kol de Olam Gavar over here. We leave it the way it is. We leave it by the one who had the Eidei Avos Metchila, and we wouldn't throw it into the middle. Right? We wouldn't take it away from him and throw it into the middle and say Kol de Olam Gavar. Why not? Why not? So l'chora, the Ramban is assuming that Kol De'olam Gavar is what? How does he understand Kol De'olam Gavar? Think about it. How does he understand the rule of Kol De'olam Gavar? Give me a word. Give me a formulation. A new hand. How does he understand Kol De'olam Gavar? Zach?
The Di'avad?
I'm looking for something a little different. I hear you. I'm looking for something a little different. A new hand. Come on. Try it out. Charlie.
I'll try Hanhaga.
A Hanhaga. I like that. But I'm looking for something different. I hear. Yehuda.
A psak.
Okay. If it's a psak, what should it then be? What does a psak mean? That we're paskening that Kol De'olam Gavar is the way to go. So should we do that over here or should we not do that over here? What's the Ramban saying? That if neither one is a muchzik, then we'll leave it the way it is. We'll leave it the way it is. But if neither one has a zika, neither one has a stronger connection to the karka, if Kol De'olam Gavar is a psak bezdin, so then what should we do? We should pasken up that Kol De'olam Gavar, no? The Tano?
A siluk.
Siluk, what does siluk mean? Siluk means bezdin is not paskening. Person's not passing. So that's what I think the Ramban is saying. Right? That if Kol De'olam Gavar is just a siluk, the pshat is that Bezdin, whenever Kol De'olam Gavar, Bezdin is saying, hands off. We're not expressing an opinion over here. Kol De'olam Gavar, it's a very interesting halacha. You know, we never would think that Bezdin would do this. Now, does Bezdin want to get them to fight? I'm like, it's a strange, it's hard for me to say, but if it's a siluk, it's a strange concept, right? I guess the answer is that Bezdin can only paskin if they have some kind of a riot to paskin. You can't just bring a case to Bezdin and ask them to paskin. You know, if there's an argument between two people, they come to Bezdin. This one says, you know, Reuven says, Shimon owes me $100, and Shimon says, I don't, right? So what's the rule? Oh, so Bezdin has mechanisms. If he's Modu B'Miktas, we're Mechayev him a Shavua B'Raisin. If he's Kofar B'Kol, there's another Shavua. So Shavua can help us over here. Right, but if the guy swears, let's say he's kofar b'kol and he swears. Right? So what's Bezdin going to do? They say, sorry, we can't do anything to you. We can't do anything for you. What happens if the guy says, I don't care, he's a liar, it's crazy. I can't, you know, how can I? He's got to pay me. It doesn't make it. So Bezdin would say, I'm sorry, we can't do anything for you. He took a shvuah. It's over. So if Bezdin has a mechanism to work with, so then fine. But if Bezdin doesn't have a mechanism to help, they can't. There's no eidim. There's no chiv shvuah. There's nothing for them to go on, so then Bezdin throws up their hands and says, we can't do anything anyway. I wish we could help you. I wish we could solve this problem. I wish we could make peace. Bezdin wants to make shalom, but if you can't, you can't. That's a siluk of Bezdin. So it sounds, the phrase called the Olam Gavar sounds like Bezdin is saying, oh, okay, fight it out. If you hold it's just a siluk, so Bezdin is throwing up their hands and saying, we can't help you. We can't do anything about it. L'chora, that's what the Ramban is saying. And that's why he holds that if Bezin already were mezaka to the one who brought Edei Avos, they gave the karka to the one who brought Edei Avos, because the other one didn't have Edei Avos, and now the other one brings Edei Avos. So what's going to happen over here? If we'd say Kol de Olam Gavar is a siluk, so the Pshat is Bezin would say, if they both brought Edei Chazak and Edei Avos Mechila, so Bezin would throw up their hands and say, we can't decide anything, it's up to you. Kol de Olam Gavar, the strongest man's going to win. Right? If Kol de Olam Gavar is that Bezin is throwing up their hands and not doing anything and saying you have to decide it amongst yourselves, so then it makes sense. If everything is equal mechila, we're just going to leave it the way it is and that's it. If Bezin were mezaka the karka to the one who brought Edei Avos mechila, right? And now the other one brings Edei Avos, so now it should be equal, right? But if Kol de Olam Gavar means Bezin's mistalik, so Bezin has to be mistalik. Bezin is saying, we don't know how to paskin this shaila. So here, if Bezin doesn't know how to paskin the shaila, what's the operative principle? What should they do? Just leave it the way it is. Shevi al pasa adif. If you say that Kol de Olam Gavar is a siluk, so l'chora b'pshuto, right, the understanding of the principle is that Bezin remains b'shevi al pasa. So remaining b'shevi al pasa, if neither one has it, is just leaving it the way it is and letting them fight it out. Remaining b'shevi al pasa, if one of them already was zoche, is to remain b'shevi al pasa and to leave it in his rishus, because Bezin is not doing anything. Right? If Bezin says that Kol de Olam Gavar is the way to go, so Bezin should just leave it the way it is. That's it. Over. So it's going to be a different result. Right? If everything were equal mitchila, so Bezin being mistalik and being passive, so that's going to leave it equal. But here, Bezin wasn't passive mitchila. Bezin felt that the one who brought Edei Avos should win. But now, if Bezin says that Kol de Olam Gavar, so they have to be passive. Passive means leave it the way it is. So this is not the way it would be if in the beginning there was a full clash with the Edim. But now that they were mezaka, the first guy already, so they have to leave it the way it is because Shevi al Pasa Adif. That's what Kol de Olam Gavar Siluk means. Be'emes, that's what the Ramban says. I just didn't read the last part of the Ramban. Ramban says, Hemshech, Ramban says, "Lefi perish zeh, lo ayse b'shusa shalecha mehem kishabol lebezin tchila, aval pi shemisarua biyado shalecha mehem kishiyavi chaver lemachar edem shalavosav lo masal kinan le lememar kol da olam gavar. Aval pi sha'anu haradnu lazeh lesocha shalo kedin, even though we did the wrong thing. We got started shalo kedin. We shouldn't have done what we did." Dr. Ramban, Rabbi Nachman seems to imply that we're not gonna put it in the middle. We're not gonna put it in the pot. Why? Dr. Ramban, the cave in the Dina called the Olam Gavar who lo mizdakinan hu v'lo nafka mechez kase dahai kevin shiyarid b'birshuz. Who said that? Dr. Ramban called the Olam Gavar, since the rule is called the Olam Gavar, lo mizdakinan luhu. We're not going to get involved. That's what called the Olam Gavar means, Dr. Ramban. So we're not going to get involved. So even though we did the wrong thing with Chila, but there's nothing we can do. We throw up our hands. Once he was, if he took it shalom b'shus, so that doesn't count. But if the first guy gets it b'shus, because Bezdin gave it to him, so it counts. So we have to always evaluate the situation based on where the metalton, where the karka is right now. So if the rule is that kol da olam gavar, lom is dakinale, that means that we're not going to get involved. So Bezdin has to say, at this point in time, we're not going to get involved. We're not going to change anything. We leave the status quo now. Not the status quo before, but the status quo now, because Bezin's not going to get involved. If Bezin's going to take it out of the hands of the person that they were mezaka to initially, that is getting involved. Right? But if Shevi Altasa Adif, then they can't get involved. Lo mizdakinonle, says the Ramban. Lo mizdakinonle means we don't get involved, so we don't get involved, and we have to leave it the way it is now. Even if the psak wasn't correct initially. But Shevi Altasa Adif, we have to leave it the way it is now. And this seems to be the way that the Ramban understands. And how did the Rashbam and Tosfos hold? How do they understand what Kol de Olam Gavar means? So the Rashbam and Tosfos assume that Kol de Olam Gavar is a psak of Bezin. It's a psak. The Bezin is expressing an opinion. They're expressing an opinion. So if it's a psak of Bezin, it's Efshem and Kenzogin, right? Maybe you could say if it's a psak of Bezin, the Bezin has to do the right thing. Right? If it's a psak, So then, Besdin had a psak before, but now they're paskening up that kol da olam gavar. So here, if there was a ta'os mechila, now Besdin is saying there should be a new psak. L'chora, they have to take it out of the hands of the original person. If it's just the siluk, so then hands off, Shevi al tasa adiv, they're not going to do anything. But if it's a psak of Besdin, so then perhaps they really should take it out of the hands of the person that they were mezakeh to. Because that psak was a psak betos. If that psak was a psak betos, so then maybe they really do have to take it out of his hand. This is what the Sefer Pnei Shlomo suggests within the Rashbam. The Pnei Shlomo is on a lot of Nashim Mezikim Masechtis. It's like a Perish on Rashi, Pnei Yeshua type Perish, Chasam Sofer type Perish. It's not in the Koivitz for some reason, but he suggests this pshat within the Rashbam. And maybe the Rashbam holds that called the Olam Gavar is a psak of Bezdin, and that's why he doesn't assume that Muchzuk would... And that's why he assumes that even if he were not a Muchzuk, even if we were just mezakeh to the one who provided Eidei Avos Metchila, it doesn't matter. We have to change everything. We have to change everything when the second guy brings Eidei Avos, and we have to equalize it. We have to make a good psak. Yes.
Can you read the Rosh Bav, though, as sounding more like Sila? Because he says, Lo Mnifzik et Zeh Yosur Mizeh. He doesn't specify what he's talking about, Zeh and Zeh. So could you be saying, now that the facts of the case have changed, we're going to say that we're not going to judge one guy over the other in general sense, and therefore, it's more like a Sila?
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but Ms. Svara, does that make sense? If it really is a siluk, so does it really make sense what the Rashbam is saying? So even if the Lashon Rashbam is mashma a little bit like that, but Pnei Shlomo says he can't explain him that way. It would seem as though the Rashbam would have to hold it if the Psak of Bezin, because if not, then why should we take it out of the hands of the guy that we were mezakeh to originally? The B'chonu Wasserman and Kovitch, I'm sorry, question, yes.
So when we say the Rambam don't apply kol da olam gavar, but isn't functionally doing the same thing? If you hold the siluk, the basin is holding up their hands. So for them not doing anything, it's as if you also didn't come gavar in this case.
It is a kol da olam gavar in a sense. That's what the Rambam is saying, really.
Does it mean we're not? It's not a kol da olam gavar.
What's his lashon? Let's see. Lo masalkinan le'lemeimer kol da olam gavar. Meaning a normal kol da olam gavar would sound like. We're gonna make them both equal, and they have to fight it out. So we're not gonna do a regular kol da olam gavar, because what's kol da olam gavar all about? It's about siluk anyway. So in this context, we have to be mistalik and let it remain the way it is. That's lechora what he's saying, no?
Doesn't that mean
inherently
is kol da olam gavar, but then being mistalik?
Right. Well, that's what he says. The kema kol da olam gavar. Since the din is called the Olam Gavar, lo mizdakinon lehu. How do you read that? The kevan the dina called the Olam Gavar. What? Since the din should be called the Olam Gavar, if the din should be called Olam Gavar, kevan the dina called the Olam Gavar. Who lo mizdakinon lehu, v'lo nafka meches kose. No, it sounds like he's saying the kevan the dina called the Olam Gavar. Since the rule really should be called the Olam Gavar, and that means siluk lo mizdakinon lehu. We're not going to get involved to take it out of the hands of the person that we mazaka to. Because that's what kol da olam gavar means, that we're mistalik. So if we're mistalik, then we're not going to change anything. Kovia?
The Ramban mentioned that it's only because the guy went into that park of their shus.
Yes.
Even if the base is just being passive, even if that guy went shalom b'rishus,
but there are two steps over here. If the guy goes in shalom b'rishus, so then Bezin should say that if you do something illegal, we're not going to let you do that. It has to be fair, right? So if he went in shalom b'shus and he started off not acting legally, so we're going to prevent him from doing that. But now the question is, how do we look at the case? There are two different points over here. It's only because he went in b'shus, so now we reset the clock, so to speak. If he went in shalom b'shus, we're not going to reset the clock. He doesn't deserve to be there. But if he went in b'shus, then we're going to reset the clock. So it's called olam gavar as a siluk. So the Ramban says, so we're mistalik, so we have to leave it the way it is. The way it is now, when the clock was reset. Follow up?
So based on, we never let this opportunity arise where your guy's living in that, using that field, shalom b'rishus?
Correct. The question is, what's shalom b'rishus over here? Each one is claiming that they deserve to be on the property. Right? So if each one is claiming... So whatever whatever tfisa they do on the property, once there's a sichsuch, once there's an argument, so that's called shelo b'shus, because if Bezdin didn't allow them to be there, they're not allowed to be there. Right? What they do before is not shelo b'shus, but once Bezdin is involved, so then they can't go there. So it's only because Bezdin is mezakeh the karka to the first guy, he's b'shus, that now we reset the clock, and if kol d'olam gavar is a siluk, so then we'll say we're just going to be nostalgic from the case. Yes? We're not going to be motzi. If kol da olam gavar, what if neither one is a mukhsuk, so doesn't the same, we're not going to be motzi from this guy. Hafilu lo haya mukhsuk lozev lozev, much of the fashion, hafilu le vasita lozev, maskin ale shenot yen mi adam, yehidin kol da olam gavar. Right, we're going to be motzi, shalom not yen mi adam? What does it say then? We are going to be motzi from the hand of the one that we were mezakeh to, then we'll be kol da olam gavar, and it's a toss-up.
Okay, so Lashon Motzi sounds like Salik.
Salik? No. No, we're doing something active. That's not a siluk. If we're Motzi in the other, that's not a siluk. We're doing something active to take it away from them and to enable them to fight. It doesn't sound like a siluk to me.
Why is that different than a siluk?
A siluk means that Bezdin steps away and we're not doing anything. To be motzi in the other means Bezdin is stepping in and ripping it away from us. Siluk means hands off. If they're motzi in the other, that means they're getting involved. B'chor, that's the opposite of a siluk. B'chor. The B'chor Wasserman points out in Os Kufnun Beis that B'chor, this idea that kol da olam gavar is a psak seems to emerge from the rush. The rush is the mar de shmeitza of this. Of this idea. This is a rush on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. In Simen Chof Beis, the rush says, Zeh Omer Shel Avosav, Zeh Omer Shel Avosai, so Omer Rav Nachman called the Olam Gavar. Hai called the Olam Gavar, Dinahu. Dinahu, says the rush. To call me Shagavar Yodo, Bapar Mishona, Hu Shalom, Ach Yavi Chavei Araya. Chosman Shel Yavi Raya, Avim Tigbar Yodo, Lo Shavkinale, Lafuke Mine. Rosh says, "Kol the Olam Gavar is a din. It's a halacha. The Kol Mi Shagavar Yado B'Pam Rishona, Hu Shalom." Until the other one brings it right. Avim Tigbar Yado Lo Shavkinele Lafugimine. The Rosh says it's an amazing thing. Kol the Olam Gavar means that we follow the person who takes it first. It's not that there's a constant tug of war. That one can rip it out of the other one's hand. Then the other one's going to rip it back. It doesn't work like that. The first person who gets it, he's the one who gets it, says the Rosh. Clearly not assuming that there's a siluk here. It's not like Bezdin is, hands off and letting them fight it out. No, the first person who gets it, he's the one who keeps it. But it doesn't make any sense that the Chazal are going to be masakin kol the olam gavar. They should be fighting for the rest of their lives. It's crazy, right? Ela chachamim posku. Underline that word. Ela chachamim posku kol the olam b'pam azos gavar. Kol the olam gavar, according to the Rosh, is a psak. That the first person who gets it, he's the one who keeps it. Chazal was somech on the fact that they assume that whoever really deserves it will bring rayas. What's more, he'll bring rayas and he'll also fight stronger. Right? He'll want to get it. He'll want to get it more than the other guy. What's more, the person who's fighting against him will say, hey, look, he's going to get a raya at some point in time. Why should I fight over it now? There's no value to it. The Rosh holds that kol da olam gavar is a psak of Bezdin. It's a psak of bezdin. It's a one-time psak. You can't go back and forth. The person, they fight. They'll grab. The person who gets it the first gets it. Why? Because we assume that he's going to fight harder. If it's really his, he's going to fight harder. And he can bring Rias later, so the other individual is going to say, what's the point in fighting? He's going to bring Rias anyway, Libersel, so I'm not going to get anything anyway. Interesting. Right? It's not just the Siluk according to the Rush, but rather, it's actually a Psak of Bezdin. And that's why the Rush says it's a one-time Psak. It can't go back and forth. If it were a Siluk, Stoma, it should be able to go back and forth. That's enough Kamina Lechor between the two approaches. If you hold Kol De'olam Gavra as a Siluk, so then the second one can grab from the first one who got it. If you hold it to Psak of Bezdin, then the second one can't grab because that's the Psak. That whoever grabs first, whoever gets it first, after the tug of war, he's the rightful owner, and that's the Psak of Bezdin. So you can't go back and forth. Can't go back and forth. That's the Rush. Dr. Pnei Shlomo, the Rashbam and Tosfos seem to be taking the approach of the Rush. They seem to be saying that Kol De'olam Gavra is a Psak, and that's why they say that that even though we've already given it to the one who brought Edei Avos in the beginning, but the second one brings Edei Avos now, so we have to take it out of the hands of the first guy. But we're doing something active, so what? But that's the Psak HaBezdin, right? The Psak HaBezdin is that we have to enable the person who grabs it to keep it. So if we did the wrong thing before, then we have to change that Psak. We have to take it out of that person and allow the Psak HaBezdin to follow through. And this is one approach, one way to understand Tosfos and the Rashbam, that they disagree with the Ramban, that they claim that Kol De'olam Gavra is a Psak of Bezdin, and that's why, even without a Muchzuk, and that's why if there is, even if there's no Muchzuk, we're going to take it out of the hands of the original guy that we mazak it to, and let them fight it out. What's the problem with this approach? The problem is the Rashbam himself. The Rashbam on Daf Lamed Hey, in the midst of a whole other sugya, this is not for now, but Shuda Dedaini, Yachloku, Shnei Shtaros, Yotzim B'yom Echad, a whole sugya there. So in the midst of that discussion, the Rashbam makes the following comment. He says, Hilkach ein bezdin is kokin lahem lodun din shesofo lovo lidei ivus. Bezdin is never going to be nizkak. They're not going to get involved in a din that's going to bring to an ivus, to something crooked, that's going to bring to something that's incorrect. But rather, kol de'olam gavra, menichin osan, they're going to leave it alone. V'chol de'olam gavra. Bezdin is not going to get involved to paskin in a way that's going to lead to ivus, he says. Mu'uvos lo yuchal liskon, a crooked thing you're not going to be able to fix up. Right? Crooked. Bezdin never wants to lead to something crooked. But rather, menichin osan, they're just going to leave it. V'chol de'olam gavra. And they'll allow kol de'olam gavra. From this Rashbam, it certainly sounds like Kol De'olam Gavra is Menichem also. Bezdin is just nostalgic. They just leave it the way it is. Doesn't sound like the Rush. Rashbam doesn't sound like a Rush man, that Kol De'olam Gavra is a Psak of Bezdin. Doesn't sound like that from this Rashbam, Amame, hey? So what's going on over here? If the Rashbam assumes that Kol De'olam Gavra is a siluk, like this mashal from his words on Daf Lamed Hey. So how do we understand the Rashbam over here? The Rashbam says what? That if neither of them is a muchzak, that's how we learn, neither of them is a muchzak, but we were mazaka, the one who brought Edei Avos Metchila. So now if the other one brings Edei Avos, we're going to take it out of the hands of the first one and call the Olam Gava. But why? Why? That sounds like a psak. If you assume call the Olam Gava as a siluk, so Bezdin should throw up their hands and stay and remain B'Shev Yalpasa. What's the Rashbam going to say? Maybe the pshat of the Pnei Shlomo works within Tosfos. Maybe Tosfos holds the Kol De'olam Gavra as a siluk, but within is a psak of Bezdin, right? Maybe Tosfos will go with the Rush and hold Kol De'olam Gavra as a psak of Bezdin, so it'll work out with them, right? That we'll be able to take it out of the first one. But the Rashbam, within the Rashbam, l'chor, it's very difficult. What's the pshat? L'chor, what you have to say is that the Rashbam really holds the Kol De'olam Gavra is a siluk. Taka is a siluk. But what does a siluk mean? We interpreted that siluk means shevi al tasa od. Bezdin has to remain passive. Is that what siluk means? Maybe not. Maybe siluk means what? That we can't be mezakeh one over the other. Can't be mezakeh one over the other. We can't do something that's going to be mezakeh one over the other. That's what siluk means. Now, normally, if we can't be mazaka one over the other, that's going to lead Bezin to being b'shevi al tasa. They're going to be passive. That's the way that we're not mazaka one over the other. But in this case, everything is different because we did something already. We did something wrong already. We were mazaka, the one who brought Eidei Avos Metchila, we gave him the karka. But we shouldn't have done that. We did something wrong. So Efshim and Kinzogin, maybe we could say that even if Kol Da'olam Gavra has a siluk, over here we have to correct the evils that we did. We have to correct the wrong that we did. Right? We were mazaka one. We gave one an unfair advantage. So we have to correct the unfair advantage that we gave him. It might be Bekumba Asay, but that's what Siluk means. Siluk means we can't do anything unfair. We can't give anyone an unfair advantage over here. So if we were Mazaka, the first guy, and we did that incorrectly, because it turns out the other one had Aedus as well, so then we have to right the wrong that we did. Once we right that wrong, Hold Olam Gavra tells me Siluk, so now, and now Bezin's going to have a hand, they're going to have their hands off, right? They're not gonna be involved. But they can't say, we're not gonna get involved and, you know, we did something before and, you know, that's just the way it is. No. Siluk means that we can't give one an unfair advantage. We can't be mazaka one if it's not fair. And since Bezdin unfairly gave the schus to one of them because it was betos, so first Bezdin has to correct that mistake. Once Bezin corrects the mistake, then the rule of Kol Da'olam Gavra will say that Bezin's mistalik and saying mikan ulahabu, we're not going to get involved. Now is the time that you're going to have to fight it out. So could be the Rashbam really held that Kol Da'olam Gavra is a siluk, like he says in the Avraham Hed. I over here, so why is Bezin getting involved? They were mezaka to one, now they're going to take it out of his hands and you know, toss it up. No, because they did something unfair before. So the rule that Kol Da'olam Gavra is a siluk means that Bezin can't give one a zechus that he doesn't deserve over the other guy. So first Bezin has to correct the matzah, right? They have to correct the story, make it equal again, that shouldn't be unfair. Then Bezin's mistalik, and they say, they throw up their hands and made the strongest meaning.